Hebrews 3 verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened for the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome to today's exhortation. The Christian's influence on the job. The Christian must be tactful. Colossians 4 and verse 6 says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." There will be opportunities on the job to discuss Christ and His church. When these opportunities arise, the Christian must never assume a holier-than-thou or you are going to hell type of attitude. Though the Christian must never compromise the truth, he must remember that cold, hard, unkind answers and approaches turn people from righteousness instead of to righteousness. Daniel 12 and verse 3 says, "Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." The Christian must also not be a hypocrite. A hypocrite is one who professes but does not practice. He says, "Thou shalt not steal," but steals himself. We find this condemned in Romans 2 and verse 21. One person has said, "A hypocrite is a person with two faces under one hat." Originally, the word translated hypocrite referred to an actor on the stage. And this is what a hypocrite is. One who is not what he professes, but one who plays the part of another. The world has no respect for such an individual. Thus, a church member has no influence for Christ among his fellow employees. Another person has said, "Religion is the best armor a man can have, but the worst cloak." We thank you for listening to Exhortations. We hope to see you again tomorrow.